So should we start?
So is there going to be a simultaneous translation or stop and go? Stop and go, okay.
So Om Agana Tibirandasya Gananjana Shlakaya Chakshur and Meritam Yena Tazmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
You don't have to translate that.
So we are celebrating Vaishnava marriage and also Vaishnava Diksha, which means initiation. So I'll try to combine my talk to describe what both of them are. So let's first start talking about yoga. And I think you've all heard about yoga, right? So most of you think that yoga is a bunch of exercises with the body, twisting yourself like a pretzel. You know what a pretzel is. And breathing in a certain way, pranayam. Most of you think that. So I'm going to surprise you today that yoga, according to the original yogi, who is Patanjali, is completely different than what you thought. Patanjali only taught two or three postures. And he said the goal of yoga is Ishwara Pranida, to actually concentrate your mind on the Supreme Lord. And he said the process for doing that is stop the turning of the mind, to stop the turning of the mind. In Sanskrit, the word he used for turning is the word vrt. Vritti. So in English, that word becomes vrt, like invert, revert, and all the words that we have with vert, which means turning or changing or turning around. So that is the process of yoga, whether you have bhakti yoga, hatha yoga, jnana yoga, astanga yoga, raja yoga, kundalini yoga, everything except for boga yoga. Boga yoga means, that's an opposite, that's a contradiction. Boga means to go away from yoga, because yoga means to connect yourself with God. And boga means to disconnect yourself with God by Krishna Bhadhir Mukha, looking somewhere else.
Boga yoga je nekaj drugega. Prava yoga pomeni povezati se s Bogom, boga yoga pa pomeni oditi stran od Boga.
So each of these different yogas have different practices to help control the mind.
Vse različne joge poznajo različne procese, kako kontrolirati um.
But in each and every one of them, the mind is controlled by the intelligence. Now let me explain the difference between mind and intelligence. The mind is something that rejects and accepts things just on the basis of what's happening to you at this particular moment. And the intelligence is basically the factor by which you determine what are your long-term goals. Let me give you a practical example in this world. Let's, all right. Let us say your mind really wants you to sleep all day long. Especially in the winter when it's very dark. I just came from Finland where it's dark all winter long, there's no sun. But your intelligence, your vision for your life, your goal in life is to make money. Therefore, the intelligence forces you to get up, even though the mind is screaming, let me stay in bed, let me stay in bed, let me stay in bed, because you want to make money. Because your goal is to buy a Mercedes, to have a big house, to have a big dog, all these nice things. Okay, so then you may question, what does this have to do with marriage and initiation? Well, first of all, with marriage, most people nowadays, they enter into marriage with no goal. They look into each other's eyes and fall in love. And, you know, when you fall in love, it's somewhat like taking a drug. And you lose your ability to discriminate. So, if you don't have a goal, then you fall in love, and then after some time, you fall out of love. In other words, if you're not functioning on the intelligence platform with the idea of duty, goal in life, then the marriage is not very stable. And that's one reason why there are so many divorces nowadays. Because the husband and the wife, they look at each other after 5 years and they say, where has the magic gone? That will happen. It's not going to be all stars and pizza pies and everything like that. So, at that point, or before that, you have to find some goal for your marriage. Of course, the goal of human life is to proceed or to go on the path back to recognizing, realizing your connection with God. If you ask most people in modern society, what is your goal in life? They have no idea of any ultimate goal. They say, well, eat, drink, and be merry until I die.
Če vprašate večino ljudi v današnji družbi, kakšen je vaš cilj življenja, pač ne bodo vedeli, ne bodo znali odgovoriti na to. Bodo rekli, ja, ne vem, živim, se veselim, pijem, se veselim.
But intelligent people will ask the question, what happens after I die?
Ampak inteligentni ljudje se bodo spraševali, kaj se pa zgodi po smrti?
Because every single one of you in this room is going to leave their body. And the amazing thing is that almost every one of you is thinking it's not going to happen to me. You're seeing, or you're thinking, oh, that old man up there is speaking like that. But me, you know, I'm young.
Ali pa razmišljate, ja, on, tisti starec tam govori, ampak jaz sem še mlad.
So many years ago, you know, I was also sitting in initiation. I was 20, 21 years old, and I was very young. It's hard to believe. But an intelligent person will ask, you know, what happens after that? You know, what happens after death? What happens after I'm kicked out of my apartment, out of my flat?
What?
And the goal should be based upon the long-term benefit of yourself and of other people too. So with your intelligence, you should always remember that spiritual goal. So when the mind says, do this or do that, you judge whether you will do this or do that through the intelligence. That's yoga. And then your marriage will be very successful and your initiation will be very successful. And everything you do in life will be successful. Every moment of the day we should be asking whether our particular activities are in line with the goal that we have in life. So, all right, let's describe what the ultimate goal is. The ultimate goal is to love God. And the methodology or the method to achieve that is to be serving God, to be chanting about God, to be remembering God, to be surrendering to God, to understand that God is your friend. The nine processes of bhakti that we teach in our scriptures.
In metoda za dosego tega cilja je služiti Boga, govoriti o njemu, peti o njemu, popivati njegove slave, vse devet procesov, ki jih imamo v svetih spisih.
So if all of your activities during the day are for that practical purpose, then your life is perfect.
Če so vse naše dnevne aktivnosti namenjene temu praktičnemu cilju, potem je vaše življenje popolno.
And as far as a marriage, there'll be no question of divorce or separation, because you'll take that as your purpose of your marriage, not your own selfish or self-centered enjoyment. And as far as the initiation is concerned, you'll be steady in your activities, your spiritual activities, because you'll take loving Krishna, loving God, as the focal point in your life. Like a successful company does. Any successful business, they always have a vision or a mission statement, isn't it?
Kar se pa tiče tistih, ki boste inicirani, ljubezen do Boga je na prvem cilju. Kot na primer vsako uspešno podjetje ima nek moto, ki ga vodi naprej.
So I'm asking everyone here, not just those who are taking initiation or getting married, to think of what is their mission in life. Write it down. Remember it every day. When you wake up, remembering what is your goal. Hopefully it's a spiritual goal. Yeah, I pray. And then you will always act in a dharmic, that means a proper way, you'll always do the right thing, and you'll be connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in the marriage, they're partners to serve the Supreme Lord. That is, they're friends, partners. It is not that the man is the big boss and the woman is just scrubs the floors all the day. But they're partners. They work together in a spiritual partnership.
And ne pa da je mož, ne, glavni šef in ženska celo dneve riba.
Okay. And then we'll speak a few words about initiation, specifically. First of all, initiation, the word initiation means to begin one's spiritual life. And to actually perfect or to begin to perfect the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. God is non-different. Krishna is non-different from his name. Nam Namakari Bahudha Nija Sarva Shaktish. And the better quality in which we chant the name, the more advancement we make in spiritual life.
Bog se me razlikuje od Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in bolj ko dobro ko mantramo, bolj smo uspešni na poti povezovanja z Bogom.
Also, this process of remembering your goal and remembering your purpose in life will help you chant better. Many devotees have the problem of the wandering mind while they're chanting, right? Why is the mind wandering? Because they don't really understand or think of their goal.
Zakaj je blodi na okolju? Zato, ker oni ne razmišljajo zares o tem, kaj je njihov cilj v življenju.
While you're chanting, you should be praying to Krishna for this spiritual goal, spiritual purpose, and to help you, to save you from this situation that we're presently in now.
Mantra mi v bistvu pomeni, da prosimo Krishna, zavedamo se, kakšen je cilj v življenju, prosimo Krishna, da nam pomaga na tej poti.
So traditionally, at the first initiations, we do mention the 10 offenses, and I'll mention that quickly. Translate. These offenses are to be avoided. First offense is to blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives to propagating the holy name and the purpose of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The second offense you really don't have to worry about here because not too many people worship the demigods, right? This is not a problem. But the offense is to think that the names of the demigods like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma are equal to or independent of the holy name of Lord Vishnu.
Druga želitev je, mislite se mi na to Boga na isti ravni kot imena Višnoja, ampak to ponavadi v zahodnih državah ni problem.
The third offense is to disobey the order of the spiritual master who is representing Krishna.
Tretja želitev je, da ne upoštevati navodil duhovnega učitelja, ki je predstavnik Krishna.
Fourth offense is to blaspheme scriptures like the Vedic literatures or any other literatures which propagate the glories of the Lord or lead to pure devotional service. Next offense is to think the chanting is simply imagination. A next offense is to give some imaginative interpretation about the chanting of God's names. The next offense is to preach, is to commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting. Don't be a hypocrite. Next offense is to consider chanting like a ritual, which we call a karmakanja ritual, mentioned in the Vedic literatures. The holy name is non-different from Krishna. It's not a ritual. Many things we do are rituals, like the style of clothes we wear, the fire sacrifice. These are all rituals. But the holy name is something that's not a ritual. It is the goal as well as the process and practice to connect us with Krishna.
Naslednja želitev je, da mislimo, da je petje svetega imena eden izmed obredov karmakande. Sveto ime ni različno od Boga in zato ni ritual, ampak je čisto in mogoče, da se povežamo z Bogom. inni rituali, veliko stvari je ritual, kot recimo tip naše oblike, ognjena žrtvovanja, to so vse rituali, se to ne je pa čisto in je hkrati pot in hkrati cilj.
The next offense is to preach the glories to someone to, who will commit offenses, to, we say, someone who is faithless, someone who will not properly understand the glories of the holy name of the Lord.
Naslednja želitev je, da brezvernim ljudem razlagamo slavo Petra svetega imena, ali pa nekomu, ko tega ne bo razumel, ali pa ko bo klebetal sveto ime.
And then it is to maintain material attachments even after understanding so many instructions, in other words, not to try to get rid of them, and also it's offensive to be inattentive while you're chanting God's names.
In potem so še dve želitvi. Ena je, da kljub temu, da smo slišali že toliko mnogo napotkov, v zvezi s tem še vedno ohranjamo materialne navezanosti, to se pravi, da se jih ne želimo rešiti. In naslednja želitev je, da smo nepozorni pri mantrnosti ali pa petju svetega imena.
Oh, so if you avoid these offenses and positively take up the mood as taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shikshashtaka, then you can reach the perfection of chanting very quickly.
Če se izogibate tem desetim žalitvam in hkrati mantrate v duhu razpoloženju, kakšnega je podal Chaitanya Mahaprabhu v Shikshashtaki, potem boste zelo hitro napredovali, ko boste peli
Svetanjo. So you should study regularly the Shikshashtaka and understand basically what platform you're at by what platform you are at spiritually by studying the various verses of the Shikshashtaka. And I'll give you an example of that in a second.
Zato bi morali redno brati Shikshashtako in potem razmišljati o tem, na kateri ravni petja svetih imen ste, ko je to pisano v teh verzih.
For example, in one verse of the Shikshashtaka, you have the devotee crying for liberation to get out of the material world. I nanda tanuja kin karam patitam mam bishame bhavambudo kripiyata bhada pankajas stita duli sadrasam vachintaya son of Nanda Maharaj. I'm your eternal servant. Please free me from this miserable material world and fix me up as one of the atoms at your lotus feet.
To se pravi, v enem verzu Bhakta prosi gospoda za osvoboditev, pravi, Nanda Maharaj, če se tvoj večni sluga, prosim, reši me iz tega oceana rasta smrti.
And another verse you have, I'm not going to speak about all the verses, but another verse you have prayers where one is praying to not have any attachment to wealth and beautiful people in this world or followers, to only want Krishna's devotional service life after life.
Druga verzo je opisano, da ne smeš imeti nobenih želja po mnogo sledilcev, po druženju z lepimi ljudmi, pa da imaš mnogo bogatstva, ampak vse, kar hočem, je čisto danes služenje življenje za življenje od tebi, mnogo gospod.
Another verse, you have prayers for humility.
Drugi vers spet govori o molitvi za ponižnost.
So you should study these and imbibe them in your heart so you can chant with your heart. In other words, while you're chanting, you should be begging for one of the items mentioned in the Shikshashtaka. Begging for humility, begging for pure devotional service, begging for the presence of Krishna, begging for detachment from this material world. There's so many things we can beg for, isn't it? Begging to be saved from this material world. Right, so you can beg for so many things. It should always be a prayer. And that way we'll be chanting with emotion. Like Prabhupada said, a child or a baby crying out for his mother. Very important point. That way you'll be attentive. Your mind will never wander when you're begging for something.
Z drugimi besedami, kadar mantramo, moramo imeti razpoloženje presjačenja. Prosimo Boga, da se da nas reši vsega materialnega sveta, prosimo Boga, da nas reši naših navezanosti, prosimo Boga za čisto dano služenje, prosimo Boga, da smo lahko postanemo ponižni in tako naprej. Če nekaj prosiš od nekoga, potem ti um ne bega sem in tja.
And of course, you will also follow the four regulative principles. No meat, fish or eggs, no intoxication, no illicit sex, and no gambling.
In tako boste lahko zlahka sledili štiri regulativna načela, nič mesa, rib in jajc, nič intoksikacije, nič nezakonitih spolnih odnosov in nič kockanja.
And some people say, why did you pick these four? Why didn't you pick an easier four? Because these four activities bring one's consciousness down into the what we call the mode of ignorance level, so one cannot understand Krishna consciousness. You cannot be very God conscious if you are drunk. You cannot be very God conscious if you're at the horse races. Because your consciousness is brought down to the lowest possible level. Okay. So, that's first initiation, and then quickly second initiation. Some devotees, three devotees who take it. Second initiation means to come to the platform of goodness, which is obtained also by giving up those activities that are mentioned as the four regulative principles. What does goodness mean? It means to be equipoised, self-controlled, austere, that means accepting only what's necessary, clean, tolerant, religious, studying religious books, dedicating your life, controlling your mind, controlling your senses. This is what a real Brahman means. It's not simply an external label or designation.
Vrlina pomeni, da razviješ bravanske odlike, kot so preprostost, strogost, enakost uma, uravnoteženost, vse te bravanske odlike, ne pomeni samo zunanja stvar, ne pomeni samo, da dobiš bravansko vrlico.
Okay. So now we'll proceed with the name giving for the two devotees who are taking first initiation. And the process is that they will offer their obeisances to the deities, and I guess you can't get back to Prabhupada, but the deities simultaneously with Prabhupada, and then they'll come up and offer obeisances here, and I will give them their beads, they will take their vows, and they'll get the spiritual name. The spiritual name signifies their servants of Krishna.
Sedaj bomo nadaljevali z iniciacijami, tako bodo dali spoštovanje božanstva in Prabhupadu, in potem duhovnemu učitelju, potem bodo sprejeli, potem bodo dali svoje zaobljube, povedali bodo štiri regulativna načela, potem bodo sprejeli džapo.
Okay, and so first is Bhakti Tamas. There's only two. Bhakti Niharena is next. And then we'll proceed with the ceremony after that. And actually, yeah. Put your feet to the feet. That's it. Okay. All right. What are the four regular principles?
No meat eating, or fish or eggs, no illicit sex, no gambling, and no intoxication.
Good. And so, how many rounds do you chant every day?
16.
Very nice. So, minimum 16 rounds. Is your beads, and so you get the beads with your right hand. So your name now is Tirtharaj Das. So the name Tirtharaj, I'll print it out for you. We're very organized here. So the name Tirtha, let me explain what that name means. Tirtha means a place where you can cross to the spiritual world. It's very interesting. Like there's the word avatara. Avatara means someone who crosses down. And from that same root, tara, you have tirtha. That means upcrossing. So Tirtha Raj, Raj means king. Doesn't mean you're a king. Your wife is a queen, but you're not. So Tirtha Raj means the king of all holy places. Now, in India, if you ask people what the king of all holy places, they'll say Prayag, right? But I have another explanation for that. Sorry. I will say Vrindavan and Mayapur. Because they're actually the king of all holy places, two places. Of course, Mayapur is Gupta Vrindavan, covered Vrindavan. But generally in India, it's known as Prayag. So your name means the king of all holy places. So you can make your home a holy place. Keep it a holy place. Okay, all glory to the Prabhupada. Okay, Irena, you're next.
Dobar družimo, Tirtha Raj pomeni kralj vseh svetih mest, a beseda Avatar pomeni sestopiti, beseda Tirtha pomeni sveto mesto.
The neck beat? Yeah, someone can put the neck beat.
To pomeni, da v bistvu nekdo sestopa, nekdo po vstopu v duhovni svet.
This doesn't mean anything bad in Slovenia, does it?
Ikanti?
No. No, okay. I got to be careful. Sometimes you get in trouble. So, Irena's a very good wife for Giridhari. Keeps him really in line. It's good. So, what are the four regulator principles?
No meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling.
No gambling. No lottery. Do you have lottery here? Or? No, you do. How do you know?
Previous.
Previous, okay. That's good. And how many rounds?
16.
Okay. And you put the beads with your right hand? So your name now is a Kanti Devi Dasi. Yeah! And a Kanti means various things. It actually means various things. It means someone who is very religious, determined, honest, wise. It also could mean, if you take the word apart, it could mean the one most beautiful, which is Radharani. Like Eka Kanti. You understand? Kanti means beautiful in Hindi too, I believe, right? As well as Sanskrit. So Kanti. It was interesting. I just gave a little girl the name, and it was in Fiji where they speak Hindi. Kanti. And the parents were thinking this is not such a good name because everyone will make fun of them, you know, because you go to school and you're called beautiful. What's your name, beautiful? So Ekanti can also be taken as a name of Radharani, and it means someone who's like religious, determined, honest, and wise. That's a devotee. Oh, here's your piece of paper. Give her the paper so she can remember the name. Okay, so now we'll proceed with the rest of the ceremony. Oh, yeah, the